He joins us now, the one and only Bernie Kosar, for his regular segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bern, how you doing, and how was your holiday weekend?
Hey, fantastic holiday weekend, and kind of still feel like today is Monday, but just getting into the groove.
Yeah, it has that feeling. Well, the Browns are going to get into their groove again. OTAs this week resuming, and I think it's just going to be a continuation story-wise, certainly the focus on the quarterback competition and the sense of how these two guys, Brandon Whedon and Colt McCoy, handle themselves. I would say that the consensus, though, after at least up to this point, is that Brandon Whedon is establishing himself as the clear favorite. And that goes beyond what Tom Heckert said publicly about that. But, I mean, just on the field, the performance looks to be that he's the guy throwing the ball the best.
Well, you know what? A couple points kind of crossed my mind. One, from a general standpoint, that a lot of times it's not said, but, you know, in OTAs, in the spring, mini camps, when you come back from an extended holiday weekend, like Memorial Day, albeit World Peace, Ron Artest thought it was Labor Day from his tweet, but you come back from a longer weekend, coaches, front office, scouts, they actually want to see what players are attentive and sharp and ready to go that first day, too, after a long weekend. Somewhat of a little quiet sign to see who's really focused and who's kind of got other interests in mind. But from the quarterback standpoint, you know, Brandon Whedon and his understanding and physical gifts, you know, I think it's been pretty clear in the first week or two of the OTAs and of the time he's been allowed to be here. I caution, and this is where Howard Schnellenberger said this to me when I was competing against Vinny Testaverde early at University of Miami. He goes, physical tools are obviously great to have, but the quarterback position is one position where mentally it's really imperative that you have your game down and you understand how to react in the heat of battle. When you at 220 pounds, 230 pounds, are getting run over by that 300-pound guy, you understand how to make that 18-yard comeback throw, that 20-yard square-in throw on 3rd and 10, and be able to make those plays. Or more importantly, don't make the bad plays under duress. So, yeah, from a standpoint of just physical tools, it's been a very impressive start for Brandon Whedon. But the quarterback position, really, when it's live, and you only get live in games and in those preseason games, is the true test to come.
And the thing, Bernie, is we know Colt McCoy has said all the right things about this competition, as we expected him to do, and that he's in there to compete, that it's about the team and so forth, all the things that you'd expect him to say, and that I think he said and handled quite well. Beyond that, the worst-case scenario to me for Colt McCoy, if he ends up as a backup in this scenario with the Browns or perhaps with someone else, it's still one of only 64 spots in this league at the quarterback position to be someone's backup. I'm not saying that that's a consolation for McCoy, but it's not like he would – I don't think he'd fall off the face of the earth.
Yeah, well said, Vic. Really well said. Look, in your early 20s, are you able to analyze, perceive, and look at it like you said and I'm agreeing with? Probably not. But a lot of us read the article this past weekend on Jamal Lewis. We've all kind of talked in directly or indirectly about the concussion issue, the injuries, the beating that sometimes football players take, especially quarterbacks who are undersized in comparison to the people hitting them. So if you're a quarterback, young like Colt McCoy, or whoever, and you're able to be on the team, you're only one of 50 or 60 guys that could play this position in the United States, and you gain experience, and you're not deteriorating your body by taking those excessive hits, you could, if you deserve to be in the league and you can make plays, you will get those reps and those opportunities on the backside of your career. Like Steve Young got, you know, Steve Young wasn't festive. He wasn't happy being behind, being at Tampa, and then being behind Joe Montana for, 3 or 4 years of not playing. But because he wasn't taking the pounding and his body didn't get broken down, he was able to get those years back. He handled himself the right way. He conducted himself the right way. More importantly, he learned the game and learned how to make plays. And when he got his chance, he made the most of it.
Visiting with Bernie Kosar, our regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, as we look at the Browns defense and see the potential for a couple of, well, certainly in the case of Phil Taylor, a guy expected to miss a good chunk of the year, perhaps a minimum of half of it, with the torn pec injury that he suffered. And then beyond that is Scott Fujita with down with the three-game suspension that he's supposed to miss over the whole Bountygate thing. How concerned are you about the implications of this? And then when you look at what the Browns defense can do to overcome these injuries, injury and suspension issues on their starting unit, how do you expect them to cope with it?
Well, that is the million-dollar question from a defensive standpoint, and what probably has Coach Dick Geron up at night and up early trying to figure out. Look, Coach Geron, no question, is one of the top-tier coaches in our league, and we're very fortunate to have somebody of his caliber manning our defense. Did a phenomenal job last year. You don't even have to question nor debate that he will get the most out of this defense and these guys this year. His track record is impeccable at doing that. That being said, Phil Taylor came in as a rookie. Tom Heckard, a lot of people said, who is this kid? When we drafted him, I think he really showed that he's somebody stout in the middle of your defense that could control and help dominate the game. Losing a guy of that nature and then putting in, whether it's Hughes from Cincy or Billy Wynn from Boise State, it's a tall, tall order. And right now, I like to say it's not a problem, but right now, especially from a depth perspective, I don't really know how many more injuries we could withstand, because I think you're okay right now, but the depth behind the next wave of injuries, we hope they don't come, because you're kind of really, I think, at your boundaries right now.
When Alex Smith was talking about the yards, the big yards that quarterbacks put up in games versus, say, what he has done, and he used in particular the example of Cam Newton and saying a lot of it came in games where the Panthers are trailing and therefore it's misleading to see, you know, the numbers he put up there, and essentially challenging the quality of Newton's rookie season in 2011, despite all that great production that he had. And it's created this back and forth, because certainly Cam's teammates are standing up saying he's the better quarterback, and who's Alex Smith to call him out, the 49ers quarterback, so on and so forth. But I just wonder where you weigh in on all that, Bernie.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And funny, I think, to hear, guys, stick to your own job, stick to your own team. You both are right in a way, and you're both wrong in a way. I love the loyalty that you're showing to your guy. The quarterbacks are leaders. They need to be above that. They definitely don't need to get back in that back and forth. Look, I never felt, and even to this day, I was doing a talk with a friend of mine the other day about, do you feel you have to tell people how you're doing, what you're doing, justify yourself? You don't have to. These guys, Alex Smith went to the NFC Championship game. Cam Newton was the NFL Rookie of the Year. They both had fantastic years, and in their own way did incredible things. They don't need to get down into the minutiae of this stuff and debate that type stuff. They both in their own way have done really good things. And to continue to do these good things, which is not easy to do, you really imperatively have to pay attention to just yourself. I'm not going to pay attention if I'm Alex Smith to Cam Newton. I want to know what the San Francisco 49ers are doing, what Randy Moss is doing, what Vernon Davis is doing, making sure Gore is healthy and Coach Harbaugh's plays. Stick to what I could do and what I could control.
Well, Bernie, great breakdown as always, and we look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend.
Sounds good.
He is Bernie Kosar, joins us always here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.